film. Others act subtile and spit, clutch their fists, and throw up signs like a crip, and throw all types of fit. I leave them split like ass cheeks and rag pussy.
Hey yo,
lit.
Camouflage chameleon, ninja skill in your building. No time to grab the gun, they already got your wife and children. A hit was sent from the president to raid your residence, because you had secret evidence and documents on how they raped the continents. Enlist the prominent, dominant Islamic, Asiatic, black Hebrew, the year 2002. The battle's still with the rule. 6 million devils just died from the bubonic flow or the Ebola virus under the reign of King Cyrus. You can see the weakness of a man right through his iris. Unlawed use snakes get thrown in boiling lakes of hot oil. Uncoils your skin, chicken heads getting slim like olive oil. Only plant the seed deep inside fertile soil. Fortified with essential vitamin and minerals. Use the sky for a blanket, stuff a cloud inside my pillow. Rolling with the lamb, 12 tribes, 144,000 chosen. Protons, electrons always cause explosions.
The banks of G, all cream downs are back. Money feet good, opposites off the set. It ain't hard to see, my C's need guard degree. I got mouths to feed, unnecessary beef is more cows to breed. I'm on some tax-free shit by any means, whether bound to hit scheme or some counterfeit cream. I learned much from such swift cons to run scams. Veterans got the game spiced like ham, and from that, sons are born and guns are drawn. Clips are fully loaded, and then blood floods the lawn. Discipline, every action was a fraction of strength that made me truncate the length one temp. Whoop a stump, tweeters hiss like air pumps. RZA shaped the track, niggas caught razor bumps. Scar trying to figure who invented this unprecedented opium scented, dark tinted. Now watch me blow him out of shoes without clues, cause I won't hesitate to detonate them short fuse.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Harris City. You're listening to 91.5 WMFL, Medford Test Freeform Radio.
Wait, really?
Yes, really. Oh, we're back. Wait, and now it's crazy. Actually Strange Waves. Shout out.
Welcome to the show, everybody. We're happy to be in. I mean, it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been roughly 2 weeks since we've had this time slot. So.
Sound Escaping Complete and Utter Chaos for their slot from 11 to midnight.
Yeah. No, that was nice to just have the first hour to hang
cool.
out.
It's cool. Just yeah, chilling yeah. in the studio.
As if we're musicians. It's like, oh, we're just chilling in the studio. We're making music. We're having like really important conversations.
So wait, you're
about
telling me this
artistic.
This isn't making music?
You know, that's a really interesting philosophical.
And Auden's gone. I'm kidding.
maybe it is making music. I don't think it is. Maybe. But you're pressing buttons that protrude sound waves out into a bunch of different places.
You know what is making music, though?
What?
When I use the record player and I throw a phaser effect over, like, a Velvet Underground song.
Now
that's making music.
That is top DJ in the world stuff.
You ever heard of the Pizza Underground?
No. What?
You could think I'm making this up, but I'm not. Macaulay Culkin has a Velvet Underground cover band called the Pizza Underground.
Really?
Where all of the songs, they change the lyrics to be about pizza. I'm pretty sure heroin just becomes pizza.
Yeah.
I think... waiting for the pizza man.
Oh, no.
Pizza yeah. infers.
I mean, everyone has their own passion projects, you know? Like,
I'm happy he's doing better.
He's nuts.
He had a rough few years.
Yeah, I guess so. But...
speaking of which, there he is.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Look at that.
He's on the on the appropriately named guide on how to fix stuff when it breaks. Shout out Ops. Only time I'll ever say the phrase shout out Ops. I still find that funny that they're called Ops.
Nice.
All right. Guests will be here at some point. I don't know when. I'm starting to feel a little bit worried, but I'm sure they'll be here.
Yeah. I mean, Tufts is a pretty safe campus.
Oh, I'm not worried they died. Just worried they're bailing.
I mean, you know, it's pretty good campus.
What you know about a band called Ween?
Nothing. Enlighten me.
This is Pork Roll, Egg and Cheese.
I already love it.
Thank you. I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair? Or...
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
So, the moment has arrived. The guests are here.
Yes.
Would you please introduce yourselves?
Go. I mean, I've been here, Jake. You gotta...
Okay. I'm Jake. I don't have any qualifications, but they let
you
me come.
You don't need any qualifications. I didn't have any qualifications.
None of us
I
have
showed
any
up
qualifications.
One day and he let me stay. I don't
that's
know.
That's actually true. That is kind of how that happened.
That's actually how it happened.
Okay.
So, Jake, where are you from?
I'm from New York City. I'm from Manhattan, the Upper West Side.
Go, okay. Tracks.
I mean, yeah, there you go. It feels like an AA meeting.
I wouldn't say I really listened to much radio growing up.
I don't. I didn't either. No, nobody
really?
Did.
I feel like I listened to only radio.
Oh, we were CD family.
I mean, we had CDs too, but it was always like Z100, 105.3, like 92.3, yeah. And then you had NPR on 93.9. That was
Car Talk.
Oh yeah, Car Talk.
That's crazy.
Car Talk. Those guys were MIT professors. Did you know that?
No.
Isn't that insane? They were like MIT professors, like engineer. Like it was.
They're
like
did
legit.
It for fun on the side.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
It's pretty sick.
It's pretty amazing.
One good thing MIT's ever produced.
Car Talk. We should try to do a spoof of Car Talk.
Is that a regional? Like, is that a new?
Oh, you don't know what Car Talk is?
No.
What were their names?
God. It's like literally the most classic. It was like Mikey and Joey. I don't even. Yeah, someone just like skidded.
It was Mike and Joe on Car Talk.
It was something like that. Wait, I don't even want to offend them though. I feel like. Let's see. All right, so Car Talk was like. Just this like segment on NPR. I guess it was just a New York thing. I don't know.
No, if it's NPR, then it would have been
I guess so. Yeah, so let's see. What were the guys' names? I don't even know. I'll figure that out. So it was just literally this hour where these two guys, these two brothers, would get on air. I think they were both MIT professors at one point, and they would just like take callers, and they would like tell them issues with their car.
It was Tom and Ray.
Tom and Ray.
Brothers. Wait, that's
incredible.
They were brothers,
Tom and Ray, and so they would just call in, and like people would just tell them issues with their car, and they would just like. First, they would just joke with them a bunch and just like make fun of them and tell them they're stupid and everything. But then at the end, they would give them like really specific advice on like how to fix their car and like what to tell their mechanic and like all this stuff. That's an amazing show. All right,
so we're definitely going to do Car Talk parody on WMFO at some point.
Can I call in? I'll call in.
You can definitely be the caller. We're going to need a lot of people to call in. And you have to say that you're from like somewhere like random. You have to say that you're from like Alberta, Canada.
Yeah.
So and then like, you just like.
Hey, Auden, long time listener, first time caller.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome to Car Talk.
Welcome to Car Talk.
Car Talk with Tom and Ray.
The thickest Boston accents of all time. It was amazing. Boy.
I think they were Italian.
I have no doubt. That makes a lot of sense. Do you want to get into some music?
Yeah, sure.
We got to get Jake's Rex up here, too.
So the Freddie Gibbs album came out. It was fine.
Yeah, I haven't listened to it yet.
I don't know. So here's a really good Freddie Gibbs song.
There you go.
It's actually a Cookin' Soul song, technically, but... They're just producers, so it's a Freddie Gibbs song. This is Thug Till It's Over. Enjoy.
Cookin'
Dominicans. Yeah.
With the hairs and in my swisher. Send you 24 pounds to Virginia. Nigga, hope you be moving what I send you. Tear up your area, then I'm right back in you. Pockets from small towns, I bust them wide open. Hop with the coppers, I'm on the first thing smoking. Living a drug life, it got me west coasting. Life is a pretty bitch that I fuck with no trojans. Go run the rock, dog, bit back to crack a bit that. Living mean, sleeping the dope house on the air mat. Point blank range, just brains all on my air mat. Weak niggas, I took care that, I'm aware that. That would've sitting on my shoulder. Over the years older, grown much colder. Father be with me, I'm sick of slanging these boulders. But I can't stop until I'm the king of these cones. Good till it's over. Smoking with my young mind, killing through the night. I hope a little see the sunshine. And when you niggas put me in the ground, let my head stone refuck one time. Smoking with my young mind, killing through the night. I hope a little see the sunshine. And when you niggas put me in the ground, let my head stone refuck one time. And I meant that. Niggas got me, now I gotta get some get back. Got me chillin' when you're cheering and your bitch at. Niggas thinking I ain't in the trench cause I spit raps. I got family members smoking bass in the basement. Gotta have my jewelry cause my uncle might take. Shoot him to the other side, the motherfuckers fake. Running rotation, I think my nigga just laced. Got me straight wasted. As I smoke away my young mind, killin' through the night. I hope I live to see the sunshine. Real shit, nigga. And when them niggas put me in the ground, let my head stone refuck one time. Smoking with my young mind, killing through the night. I hope a little see the sunshine. Ain't this shit for real. And when you niggas put me in the ground, let my head stone refuck one time. Smoking with my young mind, killing through the night. I hope a little see the sunshine. Ain't this shit for real. And when you niggas put me in the ground, let my head stone refuck one time. Smoking with my young mind, killing through the night. I hope a little see the sunshine. Ain't this shit for real. And when you niggas put me in the ground, let my head stone refuck one time.
That was Thug Told Zara by Cook and Soul featuring Freddie Gibbs. So we were just talking about how many listeners we have.
Yeah, thousands, millions even.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were just talking about NPR shows. We must be national right now.
It'd be crazy. NPR is crazy. Tiny Desk is cool.
Tiny Desk is cool.
I like Tiny Desk.
I don't know what Tiny Desk is.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so Tiny
Desk. Initiate me.
It's like you didn't listen to radio, you didn't watch YouTube. What the hell's going on?
Tiny Desk is a series on NPR where they bring on musicians and they basically strip them down to play like a very, like, I guess, like stripped back concert.
It's like a very, in the office. It's like an acoustic show and there's only like 8 performers and they're all just.
Sometimes
like
it's
sitting.
Even less.
Yeah, sometimes like 4 people.
But it's really cool because all the people that they bring on are forced to kind of do new renditions of like songs that you know. So like.
So what's the stripped down aspect?
Like they don't have, they're
there's
not
no,
like playing their backing
track. There's no pretty, all naked.
I mean, that's
just a plus, but.
No, but like they're playing actual, like if it's like a rapper, they're going to have like a band playing the instrumental instead of just like playing it off of a computer.
Yeah, there's no like real production. It's just like musicians.
Like the Roots brought on like an 8-piece jazz band or something, which was dope. But
and then Usher brought on.
I've been hearing the Usher one's great, but I don't like Usher. No.
Oh, it's amazing.
Whenever I think of Usher now, I just associate with him throwing out $100 bills with his face on it to strippers and then getting called out for it online, which is like the funniest thing ever.
I mean, that's a pretty big power play right there.
You think those bills are worth more than an actual 100?
No.
Like the Usher vintage counterfeit?
The counterfeit bills are more, actually, I don't know. It's like collector's coins. But stripper bills.
It was so funny when I saw that on Twitter. Like, bro's a multi-billionaire.
that sucks.
Oh, boy. All right, so we got a song request from one of our guests.
Song Command, even.
It's called Northern Organics.
Yeah.
I've never heard this before.
You know Suave, though. Oh, you don't know Suave?
I might. I don't know. I'm bad with names.
He has, like, a very small discography. Have you listened to his other stuff?
No.
Oh, he's got, like, a really small discography. I think he's got, like, maybe 2 LPs, maybe 3. But they're actually really good.
All right, sick. Yeah, let's check it out.
Put on.
So, Northern Organics.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Suave. Beautiful, so gorgeous, gotta explore it, no remorse, listen, I step up in the spot, so I'm rap vintage, picture perfect.
perfect with the matte finish. No flash, shades on black tinted. Hopping out of hope that groupies packed in it. Looking like I've been rapping for a minute. Up on Saturn with the vintage. Need platinum and some spinach. Never asking, I'ma get it. And I'm at it till I'm finished. But I'm only just beginning. Word up. Blood to my front, infinity and back. They talking about genres, don't limit me with that. Quantum with design, but my synergy intact. With some haters trying to drain on my energy via daps. I don't need your contacts, don't be asking me to rap. Treat me like an outcast and give me at least like 3 stacks. Word up, the murder rate rising, it's on my. Stand high in the ties, but I'm lo-fi. I hustle way to Z, dog, it's do or die. Life's a bitch, then you die, never know why. Mama know I try, and I know she cries sometimes. But we gon' be alright, sun gon' shine, it's fine. I'ma always be fine where I'm standing. Funky like a park jam, stereo jamming. Head up in the clouds, ignoring the floor planet. Eyes low as my pants on them Northern Organics.
Sorry. So that abrupt ending was like Natural Organics.
That really got us.
Yeah, that was caught me off
guard. Just as Jake was saying, we should plan out our banter.
Having too much fun on here.
We're calling act. Yeah.
So, what would you say you listen to? Like what?
Like melodic rap, quote unquote.
Okay, so like, give me some artists.
Let me take out my phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bring up the Spotify. We need receipts.
Pull the receipts.
Okay. Let's see. Like a lot of MF Doom.
All right. Sick.
Some Sci-High, some Danger Mouse, hell Kanye. Yeah.
Controversial at the moment, but
yeah, I know, not Kanye.
Anyone but
Prince Paul.
Okay,
I actually found some Gnarls Barkley songs.
Yeah, the Danger Mouse produced stuff. For, like it's CeeLo Green and
yeah,
they're dope.
Yeah, like I always knew that song "Crazy" by Gnarls Barkley.
Yeah,
but I recently realized he has like other good songs.
That's what that's the song I was talking about last time. The Danger, like when I was saying Danger Mouse produced like some of the biggest songs in the 2000s and you don't even know it. Crazy is like one of those songs. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys were saying you haven't been to any shows recently though.
I know. Do you know who's coming?
JID and Smino are coming.
Yeah. I'd see JID.
In March. Yeah. Speaking of which, we got Never up next.
I mean, we should just play it. I'm surprised. I mean, we've only been here a couple of times. But yeah.
I have been on this wave for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I know I don't need to tell my JID story again.
Yeah, no, JID's on top though. Yeah, in terms of
he
like,
is right now.
Wait, what's the JID story?
Well, it was just Eliav and I saw him at J. Cole in like 2016, and it was before he even came out with the album, and he like played 3 tracks, and you didn't even there wasn't even like the second part of Never wasn't even written yet. It was stuff like that, and we thought he was like 17, but it turned out he was 26.
He was 26, and yeah, that's dude, he's insane. Like
old. He's not old, but yeah,
that's crazy.
Still on the come up, though.
It's like I forget Pusha T's like in his 40s.
I know. I mean, if you've been, it's been like whatever. You've been listening to music for like 15 years now.
Yeah, people are old. I mean, I wasn't listening to the Clip stuff when it came out, but
yeah, I guess.
All right, this is Never by JID. Enjoy.
Okay, never been shit, never had shit, never knew shit, never out, never do shit, damn, but a nigga never gave 2 shits. Never been a bitch, never had a rollie on a wrist, never had shit, I'ma take, never ask, can't give me this, give me that shit, give me everything, nigga, give me everything. Again, never been shit, never had shit, never knew shit, never out, whoa, never do shit, damn, whoa, but a nigga never gave 2 shits. Never been a bitch, never had a bezel on a wrist, never had shit, I'ma take, never ask, can't give me this, give me that shit, give me everything, nigga, give me everything. Never had the real dollar to my name, bruh. Shit been lame, bruh. I ain't even in this shit for the fame, bruh. It's the pain, bruh. Most of the niggas I came up with haven't came up and doing the same stuff. But I haven't came up. This really ain't up. Niggas thinking that they fucking with G. Y'all got the game fucked up. Tremendously. Can't fuck with the mind of a mental fiend who dig deep in the depths when he in too deep. I crap on the steps where the demon sleeps and yell belch to my lord what he means to me. Oh my god, don't be mean to me. And the ride with the bean is 3, and it's not what it seems to be. I could die, I could fly, I could try very easily. I'm a guy in a giant, she's a Barbie thing, I probably won't buy it. Bird bitch, take flight, no pilot. Served it, curve bitch, no bias. Back up, chick, bad timing. I gotta get on stage, you better get on page. I had you looking out the window, painter, in the rain, or anything, but in a way,
you. If I say this, what it is, forget the live. Now what's my point? Now I forget. Now this bitch got me fucking up my script. Fuck this shit, I got this shit. Get it to the point, everybody said it from the block and shit. With Glocks and shit and popping, pippin', trapping, sipping lean. Y'all niggas fall for anything. You got the plug and meta, ain't Kingpin, you a pin king.
Kingpin, you a pin king.
Bye bye, niggas in sync. Try eye, nigga risky. Fight front of wrist piece. Niggas shooting like the 60s.
Again, never been shit, never had shit, never knew shit, never out, never do shit. Now when a nigga never gave do shit. Never been a bitch, never had a rollie on the wrist. Never had shit, gonna take, never ask, can't give me this, give me that shit, give me everything, nigga, fuck it.
Let's go.
What you call a chick that don't suck dick? You don't. And if you think you finna come up this, you won't. Down comes the boogie and up jumps the funk. This beat taking the beat and got hand out the lumps. Damn, baby, your ass stand out and pump. That's outstanding. Stand outside until your man come. Or you can leave with the kid, we could plan some. You know I came from the dirt like a sandstorm. Nigga, this a 3-point and 100. Will Chamberlain with the hand dunk. Shorty love G, let me turn into a hand puppet. She moan, sound like German or something. Run game, bitches think I'm Todd Gurley or something. Give me a jersey, I done ball so hard I caught a hernia. Wheeled your bitch out my bed in the gurney. You got to leave, little mama, the clock's turning. I hit it first, Ray J, you run Jeremy. They bleed like us, so them niggas could never scare me. No niggas got more glow than Jim barely scratching the fucking surface. You need work, you need purpose. Everybody good, everybody trap perfect. Everything cool, don't nobody act nervous. Just to know the fact that your favorite rap nigga is a sap nigga. We don't dap niggas, get the rap from the ratchet. Get the pack out the package. Little savage ass, ratchet ass, bastard. Ass, having ass, rapping ass, jacking ass, wait. Finna blast green dots in the cash, penny pad, minivan, penny dampin' with that bullshit, nigga.
I wake up to the bull like I usually do. Young niggas down the block on the whoopie whoop. Better pray to God they don't shoot at you. Dreams of cleaning his dirty money out my cuticles. Then a nigga make the crowd jump like Zamora. Shit's beautiful, 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 shit's beautiful.
So, did you guys know Auden's dad is a drummer? He was in a drummer for a band called the Dirt Merchants.
Dirt Merchants.
Dirt Merchants.
Elliot probably hasn't told you guys any of this stuff.
No, we don't know the family lore.
Dirt Merchants.
The family heritage that dates back to 1995. Yeah, no, he
was... Is that
when
the conception of the Dirt Merchants was?
I think it was like around then. I don't know. Yeah, he was a drummer in like a punk rock band in Boston.
Actually, Eliav told me that he like has a Halloween band thing he does.
Yeah, yeah. No, they've been doing like the 80s... I guess it started... Ramones would be what? Late 70s?
Yeah, late 70s, early 80s.
So it started with like Ramones, and then it turned into like early 80s, mid 80s. It's just like a bunch of cover bands. It's him and all of his Irvington suburban musician friends. And they just take over our porch and spend a ridiculous amount of money on speakers and throw a party. It's pretty exciting. But yeah, he was in a real band before that in Boston. And apparently he was in this studio getting interviewed, like whatever, 20 years ago or 25 years ago by
Mikey D.
Mikey D.
Mikey D.
He's the legendary. R.I.P. You gotta learn that name.
The legendary Mikey D.
The legendary. Yeah. But yeah.
That's cool,
and
though. Boston had a surprisingly good punk scene in like
apparently
the late 80s,
it was like
90s.
Battle of the Bands type stuff. Like it was pretty legit.
I am so excited. In mid-November, I'm going to a Soul Glow show. They're a hardcore punk band from Philadelphia.
Telling me about this.
And this is like literally in some dude's basement. Like you look up the venue on Google Maps, it's like a house. So some guy booked this band and is charging like $20 a head. It's gonna be sick.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Not literally as fun as underground.
Yeah, no, exactly. Literally underground. Like, yeah. I don't know.
That'll be like our little wine bar jazz. That'll be the opposite, actually. That's the opposite of jazz at the wine bar is punk at the basement.
I would agree. I would tend to agree. So we were talking about Doom during the break, so I'm going to play an MF Doom song.
It always happens.
Not under the name MF Doom. This is a King Ghidorah track.
There you go.
Which is one of my favorite records I own. It's awesome. It comes with like a little cutout diorama that's like on the album cover, and it's like deep red.
Yeah. I saw
Someone made a like an animated video for All Caps. Did you see that on YouTube?
That's his music video.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That like comic book one.
Yeah,
yeah. No, that was his video from like when the song came out. Yeah, this is Antimatter, featuring Mr. Fantastic, also from Rap Snitch Kitches, and nobody knows who he is. So, some random dude from New York.
Bing bong.
Bangers. All right, this is Antimatter.
From Venus to Mars, back to Earth, back to the XBO satellite. It's showtime, nigga. King Ghidra on the board.
King Ghidra.
MF Doom. And I am Mr. Fantastic. Expeditiously, I'll be on my grizzly. Fans try to greet me, somehow always miss me. Mr. Fantastic, put the busy in the beat. Rock from the bottom straight to the tizzy.
Who is he? He need to get out more, or either get out of here like some dang outlaw. Standing like lurch, no herb in the record bin. Called him for a random search for curbside checking in.
It's on, nigga, on and cracking like Diggum. Lips be smacking, running off at their mouth. Steady talking about us on some shit they overheard, but enough is enough.
Yeah, it's neither here nor there, black. Warfare in your ear, clack, 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 clack. What's that? You hearing things, tat, 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 tat. Be wearing your thinking hat.
No matter how hard they try, they can't stop us now. We got King Ghidra on the board with the golden sound.
Are you serious? Of course.
They don't know how we get down when we're out of town.
Deadly serious. King Ghidra.
So when you see us in the streets, don't be fucking around.
Perfect.
100 things on the re-up. Of course I'm living fat. My Mercedes outside, nigga, where yours at? Top down on a good day. Decatur out on Woodway. Got cash thinking, should I stay? Fuck what the hood say. Niggas wanna rob me now. Bitches wanna slob me now. Hoes didn't holler last year, feel sorry now. Practice jump shots, Reggie Miller, Robert Ori now. The nigga that you with? Play like Atari now, lyrically unorthodox, I flow continuous, never on a straight path, I'm known to bend and twist, put it down from the suburbs to the tenement, you betting against me, but wanna wonder where your money went, I get the cash, take niggas out like trash, don't a stack of mean stats, they used to call me pure math, back in the days, all I did was stay paper, as they say in the South, bitch, give me some hate.
Excuse me, mister, do she got a sister, who he not to kiss her, true she do got a blister, not a movie plot, twist like a Twizzler, if I needed my meat, burnt, I go to Sizzler. Getting paid like a biker with the best crank. Sprayed like a high rank sniper in the West Bank. Type to just blank and don't show much pity. When I'm in the city, I always keep a Dutch with me. Touch a titty till she asks me where the trees is at. Or tell me don't squeeze that. Rats wanna tease a cat. Let the dog beg, wait up. Who talking? Doom with the hog legs. Straight up, New York.
No matter how hard they try, they can't stop us now.
That's correct.
We got King Ghidra on the board with that golden sound.
King Ghidra.
They don't know how we get down when we're out of town.
I just can't stand the guy.
So when you see us in the streets.
There's little like
you love the 5 minutes of cartoons at the end of every song.
Yeah,
yeah.
To my private estate on Long Island.
It's awesome. it's such, I don't know. I love artists who you could just like identify from like a 2 or 3 second clip of their music. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh yeah, I know who this is.
Get a very specific sound.
Yeah.
I actually had a question for you, Jake. So your first year, it's been 6 weeks.
Yeah, or something.
Actually, it's been a little more. Did you guys?
I think we're going into week seven.
Yeah, week seven. Do you feel smarter?
I feel dumber.
Really?
That's the Tufts effect.
I don't think we can play that on Tufts radio, man.
No, I'll say
it. Happy with that. Why do you say that?
I feel a little fried out.
Hmm. Yeah, definitely. burnt out.
Yeah, yeah, burnt out.
Yeah,
I'm from all the work, you know.
It only gets better, I promise.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my brain cell count has gone down.
But it's getting used. The brain's getting used. How do you burn it out if you're not using it, you know?
True. Is it like a muscle, like you use it and it gets better? Yeah. Or is it like you use it and it just gets broken down and like...
It's both. You have to strike a balance.
Tears your brain.
Yeah. I'm going to pull my brain muscle.
Out 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Sprained brain.
Sprained brain.
On IR.
I think that's Jake's new rapper name, actually.
Sprained brain?
Sprained brain.
It's crazy.
It's my excuse for like why the bars are so bad.
They're not bad, man. You can give the people a taste if you need that.
I can't talk about this on air, but if you've seen It's Always Sunny and you've seen D's boyfriend, who's a rapper, fill in the blanks. Name should be Sprain Brain.
Yeah.
So you requested a blue song after this.
Yeah. Below the Heavens. It was actually it was recommended to me by my friend Javi. I can't claim that one.
Yeah. Blue and Exile are sick. I forget what the name of the other tape is, but it came out like 2 years ago and it's really good, so if you like this, check out the rest of their stuff. But yeah, this is Below the Heavens part one, technically, but whatever.
Trying to get to this place that my grandpa told me about as a child. Told me only if you can make it and the faithless ain't allowed. Be a star out your game and aim above the clouds. And if you miss, you at least be amongst your own crowd. I smile cause now I see what he meant. I see it in the eyes of mothers when they uncover their sins and repent. Getting closer to Jehovah on they oldies bent. Praying our mind frame switch and these times change quick. But I hate to say it, brother. The youth is too stubborn, too stuck on themselves to ever think about others. They must uncover the scales on their eyes called lies. Leading the deaf, dumb, and blind to a place my mom told me about. Where your sins get cleansed, cause they bathe in flames. And the only route out is to shout out his name. I was trained to be a soldier for God. But as soon as I used my own thoughts, I kinda got lost in a small called reality. Where hell is a fallacy, and heaven is a fantasy created by man. So don't believe in it. You came here with nothing and you're leaving with nothing. So retreat from this world of deceitfulness. My people, it's time to rise. Realize it's a heaven, whether you think it's inside or in the sky, reach for it before it's gone internally. And you stuck here below the heavens for eternity. Whose world is this? Whose world is this? It's like this world is yours, right? Whose world is this? Whose world is this? Yo. Somebody once told me that I'm already in hell. Freedom's a state of mind, it's just the heart of me's in hell. I free my slave mind, so a part of me's in hell. So even when it's hard to breathe, a part of me in hell. So part of me, you gotta try hard to be yourself. Cause you can't get to heaven being anybody else. And I was raised by a reverend, yet the lessons didn't help. Had to get them for myself. I was told hell is hot, but had to feel it for myself. So I left home as a young child, smiling as I stepped on. Facing the world butt naked without my weapon. I lost my smile. In exchange, I put a vest on. Now that my premature stress is gone, I got problems to face as a man. I was told you either stand or you fall. Long as you know that when you walk, you holding hands with a God. That alone can turn the dark to a walk in the park. I only talk from my heart, so open yours when you're listening. Every man has his own heaven, but the difference is the way that he envisions it. So if you make your heaven pictureless, by the time you die, you'll be drifting in an imageless field. So build your heaven full of blessed thoughts. That's real. You can stress it or just let it walk. I got a question. If a man can make his own heaven, then can he make his path to get to it too? I only spit fluent truth, and I spit it for the listeners, so I'm spitting to you. You say it's hell, I say it's bullshit we getting through. Just think about it, every man has his own heaven. But shit, you gotta go through hell to be a man first, and understand first. Hell is what you choose to call the present. That's why you're going through it, I just choose to call it stress. Tell you fools the truth, I don't feel it's why I'm destined. So you can call it hell, but bruh, I just say I'm below the heavens.
The world.
All right, and being welcomed to the Tufts campus for the second time, Bean Shooter.
Bean Shooter is back in the studio. They say hello.
They don't want to see him win.
They don't want to see him win.
What's up?
Bean Shooter, tell us about String Theory.
String Theory? I've been watching hella videos about it, but I don't understand it. I'm trying to, though.
Who needs a college education when you got YouTube?
So true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
you learned everything you needed to know in Columbia, right?
Exactly. Columbia is where it's at.
Yeah.
True education.
Yeah, I saw that article you sent me about
The universe,
the local reality thing,
and how the universe is like, what is it, local and not real, like vice versa,
or like locally not real.
Yeah. The quantum mechanics.
I want to hear this.
I'm gonna let him go.
I just want to like hear what this means.
I don't want to talk over Bean Shooter, but
let's let Bean Shooter cook.
Okay. Bean Shooter. Okay.
What do you mean locally?
So basically, like recently there was a Nobel Prize given out to some physicists, and they were researching like quantum mechanics and more specifically quantum entanglement. And they basically, how do we explain this?
They realized that like things like change when you observe them, right? Like I'm sure you guys have heard that been like thrown around.
Which, and they proved that.
Yeah, they proved that like things have uncertain states until they're observed.
They prove that basically like particles can either share information at a speed faster than light, which we believe to not be possible, or that they change. Yeah, they change whether or not they're being observed or
which not. Which to me seems very like.
What is this term "observed" that they're using?
Like, if you observe the position of an electron, it like.
Like the example they use, like if you put two people on the opposite ends of the universe and they sent two particles from like the same origin to each of them, let's say like Alice and Bob, opposite ends of the universe. When Alice observes her particle, she observes to see if it's spinning up or down. And if hers is spinning up, she knows that Bob's particle is spinning down.
Oh.
But they're two like.
Oh, this is the entanglement thing. Yeah. Got you.
So like, but the thing is, the particle has no spin until she observes it.
Okay.
So how does she know for certain? They must be like intertwined.
But what that suggests to me is like maybe the universe is a simulation, you know? Like
it
kind of reminds me of like in a video game when it doesn't load things in when they're out of their render distance.
Yeah.
You know, like it's like saving processing power or something by not loading in the spin of the electrons till it's observed.
I don't know. Well, we watched that show Devs last year.
Oh man.
Which was pretty trippy.
Oh, man.
Which was this exact
topic. That was 2 years ago.
That was 2 years ago. That was freshman year.
We were old.
But yeah, this show was literally about, like, this tech company is trying to... What is it? They're, like, they're trying to reassemble reassemble particles so that they can witness historic... Like, so that they can witness the entire timeline of the universe and, like... sort of review they're, all these
trying to create some kind of like quantum computer that can like basically display any point in history that even if it's like unrecorded, so you can go back to the Stone Age and see literal like physical
but is it like any place, any time?
Yes. Yeah. I mean this is like heavy sci-fi. Like
that would be like surveillance in the present too.
Yes, that's what the show is like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
the issue that they're trying to tackle.
So if you have Hulu, it's like 8 episodes. It's from the guy good. Who made Ex Machina and Annihilation.
Have you seen those movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really, really good. Really good.
Maybe
yeah.
that should be on our movie list.
Mm.
I would totally rewatch
Annihilation.
Ex Machina.
Annihilation is underrated as hell.
It's
Annihilation
such a good
is
movie.
Great.
Yeah.
No, that one
Natalie Portman in that is incredible. She doesn't get enough credit like in general,
crazy.
So yeah.
I saw it well wait. Can we move?
Are we allowed to mention being high on this show?
Say
enlightened.
I was really enlightened while I was watching Annihilation.
Oh, that's scary.
I'm sure it enlightened you.
No, it was like incomprehensible. Like I feel like I need to watch it again to really understand it.
No, that's a good movie. You should watch it again. I was really enlightened while watching Interstellar.
I like that movie.
It was one of my favorites.
I know, because I'm even more into sci-fi than you are.
Too long.
I don't know, man.
I'm into different kinds of sci-fi, I guess.
So.
I don't know.
So there's this sci-fi movie coming out, or maybe it came out, called Vesper. Did you see that one?
No.
Yo. Have you guys heard of Severance though? You want to talk about some good sci-fi that's recent?
That's the new Apple. What is it?
It's the only good thing Apple TV has made. Actually, no. Problem with Jon Stewart is really good, but it's the only like good drama that Apple TV has made. Just pirate it. It's so good. Like it's like
give us like a synopsis.
So there's a company that has developed this technology where they can literally sever your personal and work life. So once you go into the building, you don't remember anything from your personal life. And once you're outside of the building, you don't remember anything from work. So it creates two personalities that like basically for the work personality, there's no beginning and end. They just like the guy leaves and then immediately starts when it comes. It's it's really hard to explain,
but I could see why that would be appealing.
It's crazy. That's partially what it's commenting on. It's like the people, it's like what kind of person would take a job like this is part of like what it's, you know, talking about. Adam Smith.
Wait, but is it like you check, you clock into work and then it's like you don't remember
become
it?
Become a different person.
Yeah, your consciousness like switches. So like the people inside don't know anything. There's like their innie and their outie is what they call them.
So
like,
but for the outie perspective, like you just live without really having to work because you don't even.
Right. Yes. Right. Yeah. They remember entering the building and they remember exiting. There's no, then it's like there's no space in between in their mind. Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but Rick and Morty just made an episode about that.
Yeah, Rick and Morty sucks.
No. Rick and Morty is awesome. And they just made an episode. It's 20 minutes, and you don't have to watch Severance because you watched Rick and Morty.
That has
the same premise.
They're on a 6-week break right now, though.
Oh, good. Really? Oh, because they did the first five.
Yeah, Eliab was so pissed. He was like, I'm going to watch Rick and Morty tonight. I'm like, no, you're not. Like, it doesn't come out for 6 weeks.
I know.
So upset.
I haven't been watching any TV recently. I've just been back on the movie grind.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm finishing the Dahmer thing now. Because Addie and I decided to bond over that.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah. I've just been seeing the meme template of him like putting the VHS into the TV and being like, we're gonna watch a movie, and it's people just playing like the funniest stuff ever on the TV.
Yeah, no, that one wasn't that funny, that scene.
Oh boy.
But the whole show is, everyone's like praising it. There's something with the act. Maybe it's like good acting, I don't know. It just seems like not good.
I don't know what it is. I have a weird relationship with true crime because like,
I thought you were about to say you have a weird relationship with Jeffrey Dahmer. How you're somehow related.
We were homies actually.
Yeah, back in the day.
I find true crime weird because it tends to like glorify these like horrible things.
Yeah, that was the biggest issue.
The families who are living with like the results of this stuff are just like contacted by all these like people who are like, I've figured it out. I found the missing link. And they're like, you're like harassing these people.
Yeah.
They actually made Dahmer without consulting like the families of the victims.
That makes sense.
Because you know what the crazy thing was? In like the later part of the later episodes, they like referenced the fact that like the thing happened and then the Dahmer family was going to try to like make money off a movie off of it. And then they were like, oh, but they're not going to do that because that would be really messed up. And then they're
doing the same thing.
It's like a mini series.
Let's make a Netflix series. Like, no one's going to get hurt.
I find it really funny when, like, somebody will make a movie or a TV show and, like, heavily consult the subject or, like, the subject's estate. Like, Gotti, for example, which is, like, one of the worst movies ever made. But it's particularly funny because John Gotti's estate was directly involved with making the movie. So all of the horrible stuff he did just gets glossed over or it becomes, like, funny and cool.
Yeah. That didn't quite happen in this one. It's still, I don't know.
Same thing. Like,
excited to watch it though. I'm finishing Breaking Bad right now.
Oh, where are you?
I'm end of season 4.
Oh,
this is my first watch. I've never seen it.
Oh boy,
this is good.
Yeah, end of season 4 is dope. That's a good episode.
Yeah, no, it's really good. I was watching it right before I came here, actually. Yeah. That's what I was doing.
Did you watch it without me?
Yeah. Sorry. Me and Ellie were watching it. It was his idea. Don't blame me.
So we watched it freshman year.
We literally did that for what, like 2 months and did nothing else.
Yeah. I had seen it before. Yeah. He had never seen it, so it was really fun to like
know
what's coming and just like.
And then eventually people started they realized like, oh, you guys are all watching Breaking Bad, and so the people started joining us, and then it was like a 5-person thing. And
yeah, that's what's happening right now. I started it a couple weeks ago, and it was just like just me watching it, like first 3 seasons.
Yeah.
Then Elio started watching it with me. Now Jake's watching it with me. Javi's like kind of.
I'm trying he's too far behind to really join in.
Wait, Eliav was 3 seasons behind. I just like gave him a quick rundown. He's like, all right, got it. Like,
yeah, but
he was
he's
there.
Like, yeah. But Javi's like unspoiled. Eliav's
I don't know. I feel like
he was like, Auden told me everything anyways. Like, I know
that is. I think I have
the problem with Breaking Bad is that like all of it's like so ingrained in the internet now that like so many of these big moments have become like joke reaction images, and it takes the entire punch out of the scene.
Yeah. I like had never seen any spoilers for it. Like, okay, the only thing I ever saw was like the science.
And oh,
that,
yeah.
Like, that's the only thing I ever saw. So, like, I know nothing.
There's one that you've definitely seen. You just don't know it yet. And then when you get to the moment in the show, you'll be
is
like...
Is it the falling over one?
Yeah. Do you know what happens in that moment?
Yeah.
Okay.
I watched that scene.
Don't say anything.
Please don't say
the best. Probably my favorite episode of the show is season 5, episode 5. It's called Dead Freight. It's really good.
I'll let you know when I get there.
I just remember watching season 5 and, like, whatever. It would be, like... 3 a.m. and we had just watched like 6 episodes, and we're like in the middle of season 5, and he's like, no, the next one, like the next one's gonna be like insane.
Yeah, that was
and then we're like, all right, we're gonna watch the next one, and then we watched that one, and he was like, oh wait, it wasn't that one, it's the next one. And then it's like 6 a.m. and it's like, we literally just now we can't wake up because we just watched so much Breaking Bad, because the entire season is that good.
With I think we watched Devs in 2 days. It was like we watched the first 3 episodes, then we just marathoned.
I think that was
the
in the middle of like a little COVID thing too, so that was easy.
Is that the sci-fi one?
Yeah, that was the sci-fi one. You guys should watch that though. That's a good one.
That's worth it. There's a lot of good like single season TV shows out there.
So true.
Yeah, those are easy.
Yeah,
they're like easy to go through. Yeah,
I consider Westworld a single season.
Yeah, me too. Because it gets so bad.
Love that show so much, and I literally didn't even watch the next 2 seasons.
I know. I remember like singing that show's praises for like a year, and then I watched the first 2 episodes of season 2 when they came out, and I'm like, you guys really fumbled this, like very badly.
The creators are making a new show.
I on Amazon, right?
Yeah, I forget what it's called, but if I remember,
I'll were telling us about that.
Yeah,
looks pretty sick.
I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, that works.
All right,
I should have brought in the vinyl for that.
You have a random assortment. Well, we have a new song, Command.
Mm-hmm. Song Command.
Yeah, Song Command is right.
I just showed him my phone in case anyone was wondering.
This is one of the better songs off of Because of the Internet. This is Life, the Biggest Troll. Andrew Auerheimer. Did you say NBA?
Yeah.
I hate that there's a screenplay attached to this album, because it's just stupid.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
I don't think I've seen it.
Oh, it's like, he wrote a whole screenplay, and people are like, oh, you don't understand the, whatever. All right, this is Life, the Biggest Troll off Because of the Internet. Childish Gambino, enjoy.
They mad cause they don't know any better. Hold up, it's the kid. Quick, tell him he can't sit with us. Fuck it, got money, bought friends like I'm TBS, BBS. I can see it all with the clarity, real deep. Hope they dig a nigga before they bury me. Even though we were told to go where they wouldn't go. Hella slow, that's that dial up. Watch it pile up, fly. Of our parents lost in the future, who hide the deepest desires and wear a mask like a lucha. Door open. We were smoking in the hotel. The vapors went through the hallway. The manager pissed as hell. I mean, where's the line between Donnie G and Gambino? He hang with girls like Elena, but needed some time to re-up tequila in the cantina. $30 I swallowed, the salsa so mala. And then she said, you need to grow up. You've been doing this for too long. That camp was a million years ago. Sing me a different song. Whether you're trolling or controlling, just a reminder, you think you get it, you don't. It's that Andrew and Armenheimer, I'm gone. Now I'm back. Give a fuck or give them hell, just not a chance to react. Tyler Durden, this burden hurting, they said it was curtain certain demise. Look in his eyes, the pain inadvertent. I could've stayed where I was and had a life you'd be proud of. But I'd rather chase things never thought of.
It was all love, saying go hard, making dope, it's a trap. Akbar, backfire, panic dreams, so it seems we're meant to die. Had to figure it out, it's the best, no that's a lie. Had to get some stuff off my chest, I vaporized. High on my own, it took time to realize. Because the internet mistakes are forever. But if we fuck up on this journey, at least we're together. Man, I wish I could go back and tell that kid it's make-believe. Make them believe in themselves. People who needed my help. Feelings I felt, healing myself. No one's ever been this lost. I just get the information, retweet it or say it sucks. I just got the motivation, your talent's just bunch of luck. Hard work and dedication, but lately it's run amok. Waking up in these places I don't remember. Text from people I never met. Doors left open. I don't know who I am anymore.
Still on the beat though, still in the game, but he moved with a cheat code. Slowest connection ever, my life inside a computer. Them bands that'll make a dance, my wallet's Lollapalooza. The violence, first person shooter, first person to move, first person to speak. My meals aren't meat, they scream in the streets. Losing my frame of reference, these pieces of shit for breakfast. Funny, the day you born, that's really your death sentence.
Met this girl at a dinner, we conversating. She beautiful in the face, but her voice is truly amazing. Plus she write her own shit, becoming so close-knit. Smoke up and talk in the evening, she helping me focus. No Anna Nicole Smith, she getting hers. Niggas take her props like a musical, live and learn. She said she feel alone all the time, I'm similar. I meet her in my dreams on the moon, I visit her every night, I text her. I wanna solve the world, I think I need your help. She text me, how you gon' trust somebody when you don't trust yourself? I mean, she right though, 45 like a light bulb. And I could've died like my iPhone, but I kept going like a psycho. And I took chance like a dice roll, dropping jewels like it's puberty. Wrote a note on the glass, you see what these labels do to me. Tech said I'm wet, I said hold up, wait a minute. H2O plus my D, that's my hood, I'm living in it. Never forget this feeling, never gonna reach a million. Eventually all my followers realize they don't need a leader. Stay on your own shit, fuck what these clones think. Just remember you the shit, but act like it don't stink. We were childish but had to grow up. When you spittin' real shit, eventually you throw up. Reality's like allergies, I'm afraid to go nuts. Life the biggest troll, but the joke is on us. Yeah, the jokes, you showed up. You're here now. You have to help me. You have to help me. I need you.
You plugged it too late. That's the problem.
No one's checking their story right now.
But yeah, our time is up. Effectively.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, we've 5 minutes.
We've been here for long enough. We all got everybody in this room has a midterm tomorrow, right?
This is true.
Yeah, shout out to Tufts University.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Crazy.
It was a pleasure.
But yeah, thank you guys for coming. Bean Shooter, Jake.
Thank you for having us.
We were happy to have you on. You could check out, you already seen the studio, but we're glad Bean Shooter could finally be here in person.
So thank you, Bean Shooter. So happy to be here.
If you're still on air,
speaking in the third person,
if you're still on air for some reason, call us with your car troubles next week.
Yeah, or 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Car talk spoof.
If you got to save all your car talk problems for midnight. All right, you spend the whole day. Your car breaks down at 4 p.m. We don't care.
I hope
8 hours, and then let us know.
Let the experts weigh in.
Go steal somebody's catalytic converter in broad daylight. You know, contribute to the show in that way.
Yeah, please.
We'll do.
I mean, yeah, that's
good. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't know.
You could play. I mean, you could play. Yeah,
I'm just
play like out. Do you have an outro song?
we need an outro.
You can freestyle our outro, Jake.
All right, give me a beat. I'm kidding. Don't. I'm not.
Oh,
up
you
to
don't
want to
beat.
I'm not up to it.
That's lame. Okay. I'm just going to throw some stuff on Rivendell. We've been here for too long. I'm tired. I need to go to bed.
Yeah, it's time for bed, everybody.
Bedtime.
Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. This has been Harrison on 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah. Stranger Waves.
Thank you for tuning in.
We'll see you at midnight in 2 weeks. Still upset about that, but it is what it is.
You know.
And to play you out, I got an absolute classic from the swaggiest white boys to ever do it, Steely Dan. This is a Bodhisattva off of Countdown to Ecstasy. If Rivendell will work. There it goes. Boom, boom, boom. Enjoy.